This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Greenfield Alluri Sitaram Raju International Airport at Bhogpuram in Vijayanagaram district of Andhra Pradesh today. He also dedicated to the nation, inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for key infrastructure projects worth around 18,000 crore rupees. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Modi said the projects launched today spanning roads and energy security reflect the rapid pace of Andhra Pradesh's development. Highlighting the significance of the new airport, the Prime Minister said it would serve as the runway for the growth and development of Andhra Pradesh, particularly North Andhra, and act as a launch pad for a brighter future and greater opportunities for the youth of the state.
NDA Sarkar mein aaj chote shahar ke sadharan log bhi flight se aa ja rahe hain. 12 years mein sirf airport ki sangha hi nahi badi hai. Hamari udaan yojana ke karan aaj gareeb parivar ke logon ko bhi jahaj mein baithne ka avsar mil raha hai. Is yojana ne gareeb se gareeb ko apna sapna pura karne mein madad ki. Kuch din pehle hi sarkar ne udaan yojana ke dusre phase ki shuruaat ki. Is par bhi 29,000 crore rupees kharch kiye jayenge.
Prime Minister Modi also witnessed a traditional Thimsa dance performed by more than 13,500 tribal women, highlighting the vibrant tribal culture of North Andhra. Oil marketing companies have reduced the price of commercial LPG gas by about 200 rupees per 19 kg cylinder today. The new price of commercial LPG cylinder in Delhi will now be 2,738 rupees. The price of a 19 kilogram commercial LPG cylinder in Kolkata will now be 2,872 rupees and 50 paise. In Mumbai, it will be 2,691 rupees and 50 paise, and in Chennai, 2,906 rupees. The new prices for commercial LPG cylinders came into effect from today. The decision will provide relief to restaurants, dhabas, hotels and those involved in the food and beverage business. Income Tax Department said that over 5.9 crore income tax returns were filed for the assessment year 2026-27 by July 31, 2026. Thanking taxpayers in a social media post, the department said that their trust and timely compliance provide the energy that fuels India's growth. Cross-border trade between India and China through Nathula Pass in Sikkim has resumed from this morning, ending a suspension of more than 6 years. The resumption marks a positive sign in bilateral engagement between India and China. Our correspondent reports, officials from both India and China met on the no man's land this morning. The Chinese side was represented by administrative head from the Tibet Autonomous Region, including representatives of its commerce and border trade departments. Union Minister for Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal today inspected the Bhalaswa dump site and reviewed the ongoing legacy waste remediation work being carried out by the Municipal Corporation of Delhi or MCD. During the visit, the minister was informed that till July 31st, 99.07 lakh MT legacy waste has been remediated at the dump site and the remaining mound of legacy waste is expected to be cleared by October 15, 2026. Further, he was informed that the waste accumulated up to March this year is targeted for clearance by 31st of December. At the ongoing Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, Indian boxer Jasmine Lamboria today clinched the gold medal in women's 57kg weight division. Jasmine defeated defending champion Michaela Walsh of Northern Ireland 5-0 to bag the yellow medal. This marks the second gold for India in the boxing event at the Commonwealth Games. Earlier, another Indian boxer, Preeti Pawar, won a gold in the women's 54kg category. The reigning Asian champion defeated Scarlett Delgado of Canada 5-0 in the final clash to win India's first gold medal in the boxing event at CWG 2026. India will have multiple medal opportunities today, with boxing taking centre stage, led by Olympic medalist Lovlina Borgohain, compete in their respective finals. Indian boxers have marked India's best ever boxing performance at the Commonwealth Games. The India Meteorological Department has said that rainfall over the country is likely to be below normal during the second half of the southwest monsoon season. The IMD said rainfall is expected to be less than 94% of the long period average in this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.